While they ate in the kitchen, I pretended to read. I pretended to pay no attention whatever. We went out for a walk, the three of us, and by... We went for a walk, the three of us, and by new, all of us vying to talk the three good friends who want to get in... And by new, all of us vying to talk like three good friends who want to get in and say everything on their minds. A friendly rivalry. We went to the Red Drum to hear the jazz, which that night was Charlie Parker, with Honduras Jones on drums and others interesting, probably Roger Beloit too, whom I wanted to see now, and that excitement of soft night San Francisco bop in the air, but all in the cool, sweet, unexerting beach. So we in fact ran from Adams on Telegraph Hill down the white street under lamps, ran, jumped, showed off, had fun, felt gleeful, and something was throbbing, and I was pleased that she was able to walk as fast as we were, a nice, thin, strong little beauty to cut along the street with, and so striking everyone turned to see, the strange bearded Adam, dark Mardu in strange slacks, and me, big gleeful hood. So there we were at the Red Drum, a table full of beers, a few, and all the gangs cutting in and out, paying a dollar quarter at the door, the little hip pretending weasel there taking tickets, Paddy Cordovan floating in as prophesied, a big tall blonde brakeman type subterranean from Eastern Washington, cowboy looking in jeans, coming into a wild generation party all spooky and mad, and I yelled, "Paddy Cordovan," and "Yeah," and he'd come over. All sitting together, interesting groups at various tables, Julian Roxanne, a woman of 25, prophesying the future style of America with short, almost crew cut, but with curls, black snaky hair, snaky walk, pale, pale junky, anemic face, and we say junky when once Dostoevsky would have said what? If not ascetic or saintly, but not in the least, but the cold, pale booster face of the cold blue girl and wearing a man's white t-shirt, but with the cuffs undone, untied at the buttons. So I remember her leaning over, talking to someone and having slinked across the floor with flowing, propelled shoulders, bending to talk with her hand holding a short butt and the neat little flick she was giving it to knock ashes, but repeatedly with long, long fingernails, an inch long and also orient and snake-like. Groups of all kinds, and Ross Wallenstein, the crowd, and up on the stand, Bird Parker with solemn eyes, who'd been busted fairly recently and had now returned to a kind of bop-dead frisco, but had just discovered or been told about the Red Drum, the great new generation gang wailing and gathering there. So here he was on the stand, examining them with his eyes as he blew his now settled down into regulated, designed, crazy notes. The booming drums, the high ceiling, Adam for my sake dutifully cutting out at about 11 o'clock so he could go to bed and get to work in the morning, after a brief cutout with Patty and myself for a quick 10-cent beer at Roaring Pantera's, where Patty and I, in our first talk and laughter together, pulled wrists. Now Mardu cut out with me, glee-eyed between sets for quick beers, but at her insistence at the mask, instead where they were 15 cents, but she had a few pennies herself, and we went there and began earnestly talking and getting high tingled on the beer, and now it was the beginning, returning to the Red Drums for sets, to hear Bird, whom I saw distinctly digging Mardu several times, also myself directly looking into my eye to search if really I was that great writer I thought myself to be, as if he knew my thoughts and ambitions or remembered me from other nightclubs and other coasts, other Chicagos. Not a challenging look, but the king and founder of the bop generation, at least the sound of it, in digging his audience, digging the eyes, the secret eyes, him watching, as he just pursed his lips and let the great lungs and immortal fingers work, his eyes separate and interested and humane, the kindest jazz musician there could be, while being, and therefore naturally, the greatest.